This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on May 14, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Okay, for the record, we'll now begin with the League of Conservation Voters. And I'll give you the agenda document in just a moment. Agenda document 0928. Please proceed when ready. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before you is a report of the Audit Division of the League of Conservation Voters Action Fund, a separate segregated fund of the League of Conservation Voters. The audited period was the 2006 election cycle, January 1, 2005 to December 31st, 2006. The report presents the following matters: a misstatement of financial activity and inadequate disclosure of occupation, name of employer. I'm prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. Anyone? I see we have, I don't have any formal objections, so who'd like to proceed? Commissioner McGann.
Thank you. I spent some time reviewing this and am going to approve the audit, but I thought it might make sense to at least publicly kind of share my thoughts in case anyone outside the agency cares what I think about things. But the hang-up I had was the occupation, name of employer, because it seems to me that you have a committee that says they did it, sort of. It seems that they had a caging shop that they hired to cage checks, and they were supposed to send the letters. They think the letters were sent, but they're not sure because they filed, the caging firm and them have parted ways, so they really aren't seeing each other anymore, so I don't think they talk much. So I think it's tough for them to then confirm, and I see that in the interim stage they said that they would provide the documentation that they, to the extent they had it when they found it. I take it that they really haven't found it yet. And we're in this in between zone where they think they did it, but they can't really prove they did it, and we can't really disprove that they didn't do it. But I think for purposes of an audit finding, it's fine. But I want to make clear, I don't, in voting for the audit finding, necessarily, I'm not saying that as a matter of law they have failed to do best efforts, because I think there's still a window of opportunity there, and I also note that they seem to have already done significant corrective action. I take it from the proposed audit report that they have sent some letters since, and they have amended reports, and they have a new caging firm, and they're going to maintain copies of the letters, which is actually beyond what the regulation requires, and I think that's the sort of corrective action that folks ought to do. But I after going back and forth and you know, best effort seems to be one of these issues that I just either I don't understand it or it's not clear, and I'll leave to others. Maybe it's both. But in any event, I wanted to make that point. I appreciate my colleagues' indulgence on that, but I'm prepared to vote to approve unless anyone else has any other concerns that I may have missed.
Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, too, would like to change my no vote on this matter to a vote of approval.
Commissioner Hunter?
The same.
Okay, well, we have 6-0 in the way of approvals. And it's 3:03, so we'll conclude 3 minutes early. We'll move Rodriguez to the next open meeting. And do we have any administrative management matters to discuss?
There are none.
Thank you.